Hello everyone, I'm Marty, and I'm here with my friend Marsh.
Hello.
And today, we are ranking movies.
Yes.
It's gonna be fun. There's a lot of movies on this list. And a lot of them are animation movies, because I really like animated movies. They're just, you know, they just scratch something in my brain that I really like. You know?
They do. Yeah, I get it.
Okay, so I guess let's just jump in right away. Or do you want to say how your day was and what's going on been lately?
I mean, my day was, like, pretty tiring and boring, so I don't think I should waste my time with that. Or waste the listeners' time. Because we care about your time.
Exactly, we do. But I mean, for me, nothing really happened as well. There is this teacher strike going on right now, so I had basically nothing today, and I have actually nothing tomorrow. So tomorrow is basically a free day. I know.
Meanwhile, I had 8 lessons today.
Yikes. Does nobody have a teacher strike?
A lot of my teachers are striking, but the thing that's happening is that some of my teachers who aren't striking are just, like, piling up their lessons.
Ah, I see.
And I also needed to finish a presentation today, so I ended up getting home at 4.
Oh, ouch. Yikes. Okay. Yeah, for me, school from home. Like, I joined the Google Meet, and I only had math, and I didn't even have to do anything because we had, like, a presentation due last time, and most people didn't finish presenting. So those who didn't finish today, that's I know. Should have stayed in with me, with Agatha and Evelyn.
Excuse me.
I mean, yeah, you do prioritize your mental health. I don't. Okay, I guess let's start.
Yeah.
So, first movie on the list is Home. You know that one?
Ooh, I've heard of it.
It's so good. It's with Rihanna, and the soundtrack is just amazing.
I think I've heard you talk about this movie.
I think you have, yeah. If you want to Google it, it's Home 2015.
Okay, let's see.
Like, it is amazing. So, what we're going to rank is S, A, B, and C. C as the worst.
Oh my god.
And S, like, the best of the best.
Okay, I looked up that movie.
And
I gotta say, I'm not surprised that it's on the list.
It's a good movie, okay? It's animation, of course, but it is so good. I love it. Have you watched it?
Okay. I've seen clips of it. I haven't watched the whole thing start to finish.
I highly recommend watching it. It's funny.
Okay. So, where do you want to place this movie?
I would place it A. A tier. What about you?
I mean, based on the stuff I've seen and the things I've heard from you and other people, I would say that ranking is pretty accurate to what it should be.
All right, then A it goes.
Yeah.
Okay. Next movie on the list is the Rio franchise.
Oh my god. I love that one so much.
Me too. Like, also, like, these 2015, 2014 movies, those soundtracks are so good.
Like, they hit different.
They do hit different. So, I would say S. I would say actually S tier for this one.
It is a really good franchise.
Yeah, and I've been listening to, like, have you been on TikTok and heard the, like, mix? Yeah. You're good.
Listen, I can't even escape that audio back over on anime TikTok on the side that I'm usually on. I even hear it there. I can't escape it.
Yeah. Like, I'm on the Owl House TikTok right now.
Oh my, same.
And, like, I still hear it there.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I'm so sad Owl House ended. It was so good. It was so good. I'm actually start crying.
Like, and recently I've seen, like, a lot of loose anonymity content on TikTok. And
me too.
Oh my god.
They're my favorite couple ever.
Say, they're so cute.
So, Rio. S then?
S.
Okay. Now, next movie on the list is Frozen.
Oh. Okay, I think this is a time for a controversial opinion.
Okay, let me hear it.
I can feel the side eye from your side of the screen. Fuck off.
I'm not side-eyeing.
Yes, you are!
Yet. I'm open to hearing your opinion.
Listen, the first movie was fine. I actually liked the first movie.
Okay.
I was a real big fan of all the sneaky references they did. But the second movie, I did watch it. I don't know why I didn't like it that much. I feel like it was because at that point it became like the meme of Frozen just like went like. Got beaten to the ground so much. I got tired of it.
I mean, I understand your perspective and everything.
But you don't agree?
I don't agree on the first movie. The first movie was...
What?
It's iconic, yeah. It's sort of iconic, yes, but it was... Looking back at it, it was kind of garbage.
Oh my
I like
god.
The second. It's like I like the second one a lot better. Like the second one actually made me cry.
Really? I mean, the first one didn't make me cry.
I mean, me neither.
To be fair,
at that one point, you know, where Anna turned to ice, I did shed a tear. I think I don't remember.
I did not.
So. I think B.
Is a safe option. To like, be fair, it could be better. For a movie to make me cry, it takes quite a lot.
Yeah, for me, not really. Like a dog in a movie can die, and I'm gonna bawl my eyes out.
No, because I completely get that. Because like a while back, I saw a movie called A Dog's Purpose. In the first 15 minutes, I was bawling.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we can rank that right now.
Oh, so good. Oh, yes, actually.
What was the movie called again? Oh, I'm sorry.
A Dog's Purpose.
Okay.
That movie destroyed me.
It absolutely destroyed me mentally. I could not fall asleep without crying.
Yeah.
I say A. That movie was great. A.
Yes.
I think not S because I did shed a bit too much tears on it.
Yeah, same.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, next movie on the list is Avatar. Not the live action of the animated cartoon series, but you know, the blue big avatars, you know?
Yeah, the blue ones.
The blue ones, yeah.
Are we talking about the new movie or like the original?
I'd say in this case I'd say let's talk about the first and then the second one. Let's talk about the first one.
Okay. Cuz I saw the first one like ages ago.
Me too, but I loved it.
Yeah, I remember it being really good.
It was really good. Like, honey.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoyed watching that movie. Mm-hmm. Like, it was... Of course, there are some itty bits I'm still, like, meh about. Like, the visual effects could have been a bit better.
Yeah.
For that, but for the movie that came out, what, like, 2012, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good. So I'd say A would say for that as well.
Yes, I would agree.
But Avatar 2. Yeah, it didn't quite hit home.
Yeah, like, the way I could tell that I wasn't gonna like it is that before I watched it, I heard some people say that they really liked it, and those are the same people who yelled racist slurs at other people. So I knew that I was not gonna like it.
Yeah.
I don't trust the opinions of those kinds of people.
Me neither. Sorry, my cat was breaking my chair.
I could tell.
Avatar 2, I think it was quite long. I cannot sit 3 hours straight in one position. Like, I saw it in movie theaters. Like, it wasn't bad. The plot is, you know, it's not really fulfilling. Like, a 3-hour movie just for that plot, No.
Yeah, because in okay, we'll rank this movie and then I'll go on a mini tangent.
Okay, I say B.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
There was so much more potential for that movie.
Exactly.
All right, go on your tangent.
So, like, recently I saw A Man Called Otto in theaters, and it was like a 2-ish hour movie, and I thought I wasn't going to be able to sit through it. But the way my focus was on breaking from the screen from those 2 hours, and that I didn't even touch the popcorn I bought, like, it was such a good movie.
I haven't seen that one. What was it about?
Oh my god, I highly recommend. I saw it with my dad. It's basically about this dude who lost his wife. His wife was like his first and only love, and then he got like super depressed, tried to off himself a bunch of times, but then a new neighbor moves into his neighborhood, and he's like portrayed as one of those grumpy old men who like always tells younger people off for having fun and stuff. But like
Is this movie A Grumpy Ex Sunshine?
No, Jesus Christ, no. It's not a romantic relationship between the new neighbor and him, but it is like a really close-knit friendship forming between them.
Alright.
And it's so heartwarming, but also heart-shattering.
So I'm gonna cry.
Oh, I cried a lot.
Alright, then I'm expected to bawl tears, and I'm gonna sell them.
Dude.
Have to make money somehow.
Exactly. You gotta do what you gotta do. Like, and the thing that I found funny is that my dad teared up at the scenes where he was, like, trying to hang himself. Point where I started bawling my eyes out was when a trans character was introduced. And he said, and the kid said that the main dude's wife, who was a teacher, was the first person who accepted him and his identity, and the water gates just opened from that point on.
Oh my god. That is so sweet.
I wish it were
real life.
I wish it were for real.
Yeah. It would actually give me hope in humanity.
I know.
Okay. next movie. Kind of sidetracked a bit.
Whoops.
The Kung Fu Panda franchise.
Oh, a classic.
It is a classic, but I do have a hot take on that one.
Ooh, let me hear it.
I did not like it. It was too cringy. It was that form of
comedy. No, I do agree.
That form of comedy does not suit me. Like, I can't watch a movie like that. And there are like multiple installments too. And like, plot wise, it was fine. It was actually good. And animation style, I really loved animation there.
Yeah.
But it was so cringy. I could not watch it. I haven't even finished. Like, I started every single movie, I haven't finished either of them.
I do agree, because that's my issue with quite a lot of animated movies, is that there are just so many points where I get secondhand embarrassment that I just, like, have to stop watching.
Yeah.
Okay. B?
So, me too. I'd say B as well.
Yeah.
Okay, next movie. I don't know if you've seen that one. Book of Life. Have you seen it?
Oh, I've definitely heard about it. I don't actually remember if I have seen it. Probably like ages ago.
I mean, me too. I saw it like ages ago as well. But I remember. I really like that way of like styling a movie. It really reminded when I watched Coco, we're gonna talk about rank it later.
Oh boy.
No, not Coco. What was it called again? I forgot. There was a similar movie to that where I'm gonna explain, please name it. I think you have seen it. Where a boy grabs a guitar, somehow dies, like gets chopped into a spirit world. It's an animated movie.
I thought it was called Coco.
Oh, it is Coco? Okay, then
I
Coco.
Think so, yeah.
Okay, then Coco. Watching Coco, it really reminded of this movie, The Book of Life, and I really like that animation style. Like, it's so good.
Yeah, I just looked it up. It looks very nice.
And The Book of Life, it also was, like, the story was great. The character development was also, like, great. Like, ugh. I liked it. I say A.
I would have to agree, because when I saw that image, like, I immediately got, like, flashbacks.
So A it goes.
Yeah.
Next movie on the list. Yeah, let's go with Coco.
Okay.
Oof. Coco.
Cried.
Me too. I actually cried. And I do it on a lot, actually. It was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember watching it in theaters with both my parents and my sister. Me and my sister both cried about that movie. And, like, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, I don't know. I can't explain it. Emotions were everywhere, basically. And, like, the soundtrack was also so good.
The soundtrack and, like, was amazing.
It's like more of a Spanish / Mexican style movie. Yeah, yeah. Mexican. It was good. It was so good. I like those type of movies.
Me too.
Yeah. So, what do you say? A or S?
I think it needs to go in S.
Me too, yeah. Absolutely iconic. Okay. Next movie might shatter you a bit.
Spirited
Let me hear Away.
It. Have you seen Spirited Away?
I've seen it, yeah.
Oh my god.
I can't remember most of it because it was ages ago, but I've seen it.
I've seen it 3 times.
We should probably rewatch it.
We should. Because I actually made my own list of movies, and I debated putting Spirited Away on it because I didn't know if you watched it or not.
Oh, I mean, I put movies that you definitely haven't watched on this list as well, but
okay.
movies that we have that we each other haven't seen, we have to watch it together, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Spirited Away, I fucking loved that movie.
It was good. What I remember of it, bits and pieces, it was good.
It's so good. It's not like my favorite Studio Ghibli movie, but it's definitely up Studio there. Ghibli.
Yeah, it is. Studio Ghibli movies are usually great. Like they're so good. Like they nail it.
They're stunning.
Yeah, absolutely stunning.
Like, as much as I love Spirited Away, nothing will ever beat Howl's Moving Castle for me.
We were just about to talk about it.
Oh my god. Okay, let's rank Spirited Away.
A or S?
I think it's A.
Me too. So,
yeah.
Howl's Moving Castle.
I fucking love that movie. Have you seen Howl's Moving Castle?
I've seen it so many times. Like
Me too. It's my favorite Studio Ghibli movie. Oh my god.
Me too.
I love Howl.
I can see. I know why.
Shut up.
Like,
okay, like there's a running joke in our friend group that I always like the skinny blonde twinks with long hair.
Yeah. I would make that joke as well.
Listen, he respects women.
He does.
And he's just like visually so stunning.
He is. Honestly, he is.
And, like I love all the characters, and the scenery is amazing.
One thing about anime that I don't like is most anime are extremely cringy.
Yes.
There, I said it.
Yeah, I understand.
But there are those few movies that are just, and TV shows that are just, oh my god. I love it.
Yeah.
Like Spirited Away and Howl's Moving Castle.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. S.
Yes.
Definitely.
S. No debate about it. No debate about it. If we're talking about Studio Ghibli movies, have you seen My Neighbor Totoro?
No, I haven't, actually.
Oh my god, I love that one so much. It's like,
then you need to watch it.
Yeah, like, I watched it with one of my friends and she thought it was, like, a little bit weird. But I really, really liked it.
Okay.
Anyway.
We should watch it then together.
We should.
We should, like, get the group together and watch
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
The game group. We should get it together and just watch movies.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, I'm thinking maybe ask Agatha if she's free on the Independence Day, like the day after, like the Friday that is free as well. Maybe then would be a good day.
Which date is that?
It date.
Date.
It is 5th. It is a free day. Although it is a Friday, it is a free day.
Bestie.
What am I forgetting?
I'm not gonna be in Latvia next week.
Next week? I thought you said June.
I am also gonna be gone in June, but I'm also gonna be gone next week.
Where are you going?
Paris.
Paris. At this time?
Listen.
To France.
We booked the flight like 6 months ago, okay?
I think 6 months, five months ago this strike started.
Well, fuck me, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, try to have fun.
I will.
Come back, please.
I will. Don't worry, I will.
Okay, then, from which date are you gone?
I'm gonna be leaving on Sunday, and I'm gonna be back on the 6th.
Oh, man. Oh. Then summer it is. Okay.
I know.
I mean, we can do one Saturday as well when we're all free, but I'm extremely busy, though.
Yeah, me too.
Especially.
Me too, bestie. Me too.
School's ending.
Yeah.
Okay, next movie. It kind of again got sidetracked.
Yes, sir.
So, Toy Story.
I have so many feelings about this one, it's insane.
Me too. You start.
I really enjoyed the story of it. I thought the characters all were really charming and diverse and good. There was just one thing.
What is that?
I wasn't a huge fan of the animation.
Me neither. The first movie actually sucked. The animation, it sucked ass.
Yeah, it was not good.
There was basically no shading. It was so, choppy-ish as well. Like,
yeah.
There was no smoothness about it.
Yeah.
The animation could go, yeah, it's bad in the first one. It does get better with every movie.
Yeah.
The first one, in general, just sucks. The second one also is not the best, but the third one, I liked it. I haven't seen the fourth one, though. I haven't brought myself to watch it.
I only have one distinct memory from the Toy Story movies, and I'm pretty sure it was the second or third one. With the bear.
Third one,
yeah. I really liked that one.
It was really good, yeah.
I liked how Barbie was a bad bitch.
Yeah, I love Barbie. Like, Barbie slay.
She slayed.
I'd say, for Toy Story, I'd say B.
Yeah, if we could only rank the third Toy Story movie, it would be higher. But as a franchise, it's a B.
Yeah, it's a franchise, yeah. Yeah. So, next movie, it might bring back so many memories.
I'm scared.
WALL-E.
Shut up! Fuck off! Do not speak that name in this household! Ugh. No!
What?
Oh god. You opened the floodgates, bestie.
It was so good, but so sad, and I cried. Still, thinking about it, I'm gonna cry.
Me too.
It was so good. It was a 2008 movie, but it's still the animation and the lighting and everything.
And
was
the
good
characters.
And the characters. Oh. WALL-E.
Oh my god. Just thinking about WALL-E makes me want to cry. Like, I'm so close to shedding a tear.
I'd say it's an iconic S tier.
Yeah. WALL-E is a movie that can make a grown man weep.
Yeah. I might still, when I'm adult, watch it. I'm still gonna cry.
Oh, bestie, when we're gonna be roommates together in college, we're gonna watch WALL-E and empty a whole bottle of wine and bawl our eyes out.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, next movie is Up. Do you know that one?
Yes.
It's about...
I know!
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't handle these old men loving their wives, apparently.
It wasn't about just the man, it was about the boy. The dog!
Who gives a shit about the boy? It's all about the old man and the dog.
Don't forget about, I don't remember, what was it?
Was his name like Gus or something?
Let me quickly find.
See, he's so unremember, unlike, he's so forgettable. We don't even know his name.
Hold on, I'm going on Imp. Let me see.
Yeah.
There's actually nothing about the description at all.
Really?
The boy was Russell.
Oh.
Yeah.
Reminds me of a salad.
Okay. And that bird. What was it? That bird.
The bird.
Yeah, the bird. The big giant birdie thingy. Which
Yeah.
was actually what the main bot was around
Yeah.
Mamushu. Mamushu. Oh, the bird's name apparently was Kevin. Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
Russell named it
God.
Kevin.
Interesting. This is why we don't like Russell.
Russell was fine. I mean, he was a child.
We don't like children. What a shocker.
Yeah.
Okay,
Sure would
how
have
should we rank
thought.
this?
I'd say it's an A.
It is
Or
an
a
A.
B. Okay, A then. Okay, next movie on the list. Hold on, load.
It's okay.
I did it on, I did the list on Google Docs and like my Wi-Fi is, it's not loading. Come on. Nemo, Finding Nemo. And Finding Dory, the franchise.
Oh, God.
I liked it. It was decent. It was not the best, but it was like it was funny. It was like it's a comedy I enjoy.
It is. When I first watched it, I liked it, but I have to be honest, when I saw MatPat's film theory about Dory, it kind of ruined it for me.
Oh, I'm glad that I haven't seen it then, 'cause yeah.
I can never look at Dory the same way again.
What was his theory about?
You know how Dory says that she has retrograde amnesia?
Yeah.
Well, his theory is that she faked it, and when you look at the evidence, it makes a lot of sense.
Oh my God.
Don't watch it, it will ruin your childhood. We already have one childhood ruined, we don't need another.
True. Okay, so A. Next movie on the list. How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh,
DreamWorks.
I
Yeah.
loved the first one.
The first one was great.
It was so good.
It was really good.
I know. And I like how there's a theme that in every movie, Astrid absolutely slays.
Yeah, that queen slays.
I love her so much.
I'd say second one. What are your thoughts on the second one?
I barely remember it.
It was about wait, were there three or were there two?
I think there were four.
Four?
I don't know.
Let me check. How to Train Your Dragon. I think it looks like there were three.
Okay.
Yeah, there were three, and there are two, like, spin-off series. There was the second one was about how Hiccup met his mother and about that ice
Oh,
palace thingy.
yeah.
The third one was the white Night Fury, Light
Yeah,
Fury,
the white
whatever.
one.
Yeah, the white one.
My
The third one
personal
was
favorite.
hilarious.
Yeah. My personal favorite ones were the first one and the third one.
I'd say for me it was more like the second and the third one. The first one, well, I don't remember what I didn't like about it. I guess I didn't like how Hiccup looked. That was the thing.
Oh my God. You're
Shut up, guy.
profiling him. Bestie.
Okay, so A.
It's an A.
It is an A.
We
Not
have so
quite
many
iconic, but
A's.
still.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of A's. So, next movie. We're doing like the Scooby-Doo franchise.
I've been waiting for this one. I wholeheartedly believe that Scooby-Doo is the sole reason why I am so into true crime now.
Right? Like, the series, the Mystery Inc. series, Mystery Incorporated.
Yes.
So I'm so sad. I think, I don't know if it ended or they canceled. I think it ended. I didn't think they canceled it.
I love everything about the Scooby-Doo franchise. I love the movies. Shows, the movies. We don't talk about Velma. We just don't even mention that one. Just
we don't. I haven't even seen Velma.
I don't recommend.
Okay, then I'm not gonna watch it. But in default, I think S. Absolutely S.
Yes. I do agree. If we don't take into account Velma, because watching that reminded me of the time I tortured myself and watching every single episode of South Park in a week.
Oh, God. I haven't watched South Park.
I don't recommend.
I hear it's worse than Family Guy.
I've also watched Family Guy the whole way through. I'm a connoisseur of these trashy shows.
Okay, so Scooby-Doo's us. Next movie, I don't know if you have seen it, because I don't think it's really that popular. Monsters vs. Aliens.
I've definitely heard about it.
Google it. The poster might say a lot.
Okay, Jesus Christ. Yeah, give me a second. I just got some Discord messages. I hope you didn't hear those.
Nope.
Nothing. Thank God.
What?
Give me a second. I'm looking it up. It was Monsters versus Aliens, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh. Okay, yeah. This definitely brings back memories. I can't say good ones.
Really? Speak your thoughts.
Just looking at this poster and these images that I'm currently scrolling through, I am experiencing an insane amount of cringe.
I mean, I haven't watched it in like 10 years.
Multiple of these character designs make me extremely uncomfortable.
Me too, but... But still, it was good. The plot was funny. The comedy was also quite funny. The character design is questionable.
You don't say.
Maybe the entire scale of the movie is also a bit questionable.
Listen, when we get to my favorite problematic movies, you'll get to experience what I'm experiencing.
Okay, I have like 5 more.
Cool, yeah.
So, was it this B?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Now, Despicable Me.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I knew this one was coming. Listen.
Well,
I really liked it.
Me too.
I especially really liked, I think it was the second movie, where Lucy was introduced.
I think it was the second movie. Yeah, it was the second movie.
Yeah, I really, really liked that one.
Me too. Oh wait, no, I think it might have been actually the third one, because the second one I think might have been about Vector and all that jazz.
Wasn't the first one about Vector?
No, the first one was about... Oh wait, yeah, adopting the three girlies.
Yeah, adopting the three girlies was also about Vector.
Yeah. Did you know there's going to be a Despicable Me 4 in 2024?
Oh, God. Oh, God. The war flashbacks.
But I personally... Then it was definitely the second movie, then.
Yeah.
I'd say... B. No, A. A. Definitely A.
I would have to agree.
Yeah. All right. The Barbie franchise.
Oh, God.
I think I've actually watched every single Barbie movie.
I've watched all of them. Me Granted, too. It was in my youth.
No, I actually watched recently. We watched another one. Like, my favorite one was The Great Puppy Adventure. Oh, shut up, please.
I forgot. No. I'm sorry. I just forgot how interesting their titles are. But
yeah.
I also have my favorites.
I mean, it was basically my childhood Barbie movies.
Yeah, me too.
So I'd say A as well.
Yes, A. I'm not letting it go lower than an A.
Yeah.
I like the mermaid one.
The mermaid one was also very good.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think you've seen this coming. Shrek.
Oh, God. Yes, I did see this coming. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I personally didn't really enjoy it. It was extremely... bad, like there were.
It was.
I really like the original one.
Yes, the original one was good.
It was. I think that's my favorite out of all. I think three of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There were four.
There were four. I think there weren't there three because there was no.
I specifically remember there were four because in the first one. It was, like, the whole iconic dragon thing.
Yeah. Then, the second one introduced Puss in Boots.
Yes.
And the third one was, like, this whole happily ever after thingy. Forever after.
With, like, all the princesses and the jailbreak.
Yes.
Yeah, I really like that one, even though really a lot of people say it's trash.
I liked it. I like
yeah, me
the
too.
Prince of Jailbreak. That part is my favorite out of everything.
Same.
It was
the same. And the fourth one introduced Rumpelstiltskin.
No, that is the third one.
No, it's not.
It is.
Google it's Shrek. Not. No. With the golden goose and where it's an alternate timeline. And, like, there are so many orcs, and Fiona's the leader of them, and there's an army, and she doesn't recognize Shrek, and he tries to raise her up, but she ain't into it until she is into it. I vividly remember it.
Let me see.
Mainly because
no,
I didn't,
that's
like...
Shrek Forever After.
No, there were four movies.
I mean, according to that, I was going to Google, there's six.
What?
There's Shrek. Shrek 2. Shrek the 3rd. Shrek... Oh, Shrek the Halls is a Christmas special. Oops, yeah. 5 then. The 5th one's upcoming, apparently. Because there's not a release date.
Okay.
Yeah, there's Shrek 1, Shrek 2, Shrek 3, and Shrek 4. Shrek okay. 4 is about the whole doesn't recognize... Oh, yeah, then there is 4. Then
yeah,
the
I told you.
The Prince will Escape. The second one was introduction of Puss in Boots.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I personally think A. Not the best. The first, like the second. Some scenes incredibly give me the ick. If you know what I'm saying.
I do.
So
I do know.
I'm not putting it higher than A.
Yeah. It doesn't belong to be... It doesn't deserve to be any higher.
Yeah.
We're all...
So...
Second to last one.
Second to last one. Ice Age.
I have a lot of feelings about this one. It's my childhood.
It is my job, and it is my absolute favorite.
My favorite character is the squirrel.
The squirrel,
I love the squirrel.
he's iconic. The squirrel is iconic.
I know.
And the root of all of our problems.
Just like me for real.
No, don't say that. My favorite movie, all of them. I have a few. I have two. I have like the Collision Course is my favorite one about the meteor, and I think Dinosaurs as well.
Yes.
I
Yes,
know
I
that's also
love the
very good.
dinosaur one.
The first one, sure. The second one I think is the dinosaurs. The third one is Continental Adrift, where there's pirates. The one with that was about pirates. So yeah, I think Pirates was also a good one, but it's the first one I don't really like it, but the second and the fourth. Mwah.
I really, really like the dinosaur one because there was that one really crazy weasel.
Yeah, I mean he turned he came back and in the fourth one, so
I missed him.
he's so good. Okay, then
Love him.
S.
Yes. So good.
Okay, so my next one, it's an iconic one, my last one,
Okay.
Madagascar, including Penguins of Madagascar.
Oh my God.
Bless you.
Thank you.
So yeah, Madagascar.
The way there is a special place in my heart for Madagascar, and there will always be.
Right. Like my favorite one is Madagascar 3, Year of Smallest Wanted, where it was about the circus.
Yes,
That
I
one
love
song
that
in that
one.
one scene. That one song in one in that one scene. Oh,
Where it
yes.
was like very like where there were all the lights.
Yeah. The
Yes.
performance.
Yes. Oh my God, I
I
could
think
sit
called
here all
fire the
day.
song. The song is called Fireworks, I think.
Yes, it was by Katy Perry. I know because I had a
Oh,
phase.
Katy Perry, right? It was a phase, yeah. Katy Perry is a phase I do not regret, and I actually enjoy.
I had a very intense Katy Perry phase. I have a special bias towards Penguins of Madagascar specifically. I just love it. I don't know why. I love it.
It was good, especially about that. What was it? Like, technically the start of it, you know? Where about the octopuses and the glorification of penguins? You know that one, right? Yeah, that was my favorite.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, so Esther as well.
I'm thinking either S or A.
Me too. I think A. Like the entire franchise, I think A.
Yeah, because I love it,
Yeah.
but it's like definitely not my most favorite of all time.
True. True. Okay, now your turn.
Yes. So, I'm gonna start this off a little intense, but I have a lot of feelings about this one, so we'll go with the Scream franchise.
The Scream franchise. I've
Have
only
you
watched one movie
seen?
out of all of them. Only
Which
one movie.
one?
The first one.
To be fair, the first one is my favorite.
It is not bad.
It's
It was good.
really good, and this is coming from a person who's watched all the Scream movies.
It was good.
Even the
I haven't.
sixth one.
The sixth one. The dreaded sixth one. Like, I think I liked it. I did like it.
Me too.
I have to probably rewatch it and watch the rest of the Scream franchise. I'd say A.
Yeah, because the first two ones are like the cream of the crop.
Yeah. I could say that as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay. I definitely think you've seen this one, and if you haven't, I will rip all of your teeth out one by one. Mean Girls.
Mean Girls. Oh my god. No, I have not seen it.
What?
I've been putting it off watching it for so long, for the last like 2 years.
Your gay card has been revoked.
My gay card.
How dare you? You need to watch Mean Girls.
I do need to watch Mean Girls.
Also, say goodbye to your teeth.
No, my precious teeth.
But, like, Mean Girls is a classic among classics. So many good jokes that still land to this very day. It is
Then
an S in my heart.
I know what I'm doing tonight.
Yes.
'Cause like I'm free tomorrow, basically the entire day, so I can do that.
You better fucking watch
Okay.
it, I swear to God. It's an S, and it will always be.
Yeah, I know. S.
I'm really hoping you've watched this next one. The Mummy.
The Mummy, the horror movie.
Where it's like in
There are,
the
yes, I
pyramid
have.
with
Yes, yep,
like
yep.
with the scarabs.
Yeah, I think I have watched it. If you're thinking about the same one, I think I have
Yeah.
watched it.
Yeah.
Where it was like this curse thingy with all the in the sandstorm thingy. I remember a lot of it. I remember screaming. I remember
See,
screaming.
same. Same. I remember it being like super fucking gross, and I screamed a lot,
Yeah.
but I loved it.
Yeah. All right. I mean, oh, I have another one. I just thought of
Ooh.
it.
Yeah.
But after this one, I'd say this one is A, not
Yeah,
bad.
this one's an A.
What was it called? The Conjuring series.
I personally liked it.
I really liked it. I watched all of them, all three of them. I loved it. I rewatched all three of them as well.
I don't think I've
They're
seen
good.
all three, but I've definitely seen the first one.
The first one is the most iconic.
I
The
feel
first
like the
one
first
is.
movie of any franchise is always the most iconic.
And like we talk about in Ice Age, the first one didn't really hit home.
That's true.
So it is most, but not always.
Yeah.
So I'd say A or even S. Your thoughts?
Ooh. I think A.
Me too. All right. What is the next one?
Okay. I have two more ones, and what a surprise, they're both horror movies.
Ah, okay. Go ahead.
So, Annabelle.
I knew this was coming. I absolutely knew
Yeah,
it. Yeah.
yeah.
Annabelle.
I personally.
Only thing to come. It's not bad. It's not
It's
bad,
not
but
bad, no.
when thinking about Annabelle, my only scene, the one scene that comes up is when Annabelle vomits into somebody's mouth. That's the first thing that comes in my mind, vomiting
I
somebody's
love
mouth.
that scene.
That scene was so gross. I actually gagged. Like I'm a sympathy vomiter, so if I see vomit, I puke vomit. I like
Oh,
vomit.
then.
Like,
Okay.
yeah,
Well.
I'm a sympathy vomiter. Like if you're doing, I'm doing it with.
then good thing you left the party when you did.
Oh God. Okay, Annabelle, I'd say A or B.
I would agree.
What about you?
I think it's B.
Yeah, B.
Because, not the best, like, Annabelle...
But he has room to work
and, with. Like, Annabelle reminds me of Chucky, and Chucky yeah. reminds me of Chucky's Bride, and I really did not like Chucky's Bride, and the ironic part is that it's my ex's, one of his favorite horror movies, and it's absolute Chucky. Trash. It was so boring.
I didn't like... Chucky, when I first saw it, like, I saw clips of it. It gave me absolute nightmares. Like, I could not fall asleep without my light on. It was so bad.
Chucky, the original one, is good.
I saw clips of it in, like, third grade, and it absolutely gave me nightmares. Like, it gave me nightmares for so long. But I haven't watched Chucky.
The original Chucky is really good. Chucky's Bride, I did not like it.
The one movie I watched, it was years ago, I can't remember it. It might have been the original one, I don't know. It was meh. Not the greatest, but not the absolute worst I've seen.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you seem like the type of person who watched the movie Megan.
I haven't watched Megan.
Thank God.
I mean, I might.
It has, I haven't.
Music in it.
The thing is, I haven't watched Megan, but there was this one clip from the trailer that made me burst out laughing.
Which one?
It's like when she's dancing in the hallway. It's so funny. Oh, yeah. It's so funny. Oh my God.
It's good. Yeah. Okay, but back to Chucky.
Wait, yeah. I don't even want to rate it. It's B.
B or C.
Yeah. And last, and I would say least, the It franchise.
It. When I first saw it, it absolutely gave me the nightmares. And it gave my sister nightmares too. And like, she could not fall asleep. Like, she had red curtains as well.
And oh, she God.
Asked my father to change them specifically because of that God. Reason. Yeah.
Like, yeah, the first movie was fine, but, like, towards the end, I don't know. It didn't impress me.
It's not bad.
It's like, a little meh.
It was not bad. It is a little. I'd say B.
Yeah. It's a B.
Oh, I have a movie that Ooh. I thought of from my hand.
Yeah?
Devil Wears Prada.
I actually haven't seen that one, but I've been wanting to watch it.
Like, it's good. The plot is good. It is more about, like, self-care, if you know. Like,
yeah.
It was also really good. So, mm-hmm. if you want to watch it, it is good, but it does have some scenes that I personally did not like. And I watched it in class, and I was actually glad that I had a privacy screen protector.
You watched Devil Wears Prada in class?
Of course, I had headphones on, but like the starting scene, it was like, I hope nobody saw that.
Okay, yeah, cool.
So let's I'll watch it. Down one. Let's not write that. Rank down.
Okay.
I think let's do one. Let's do one more and then quit. You know.
Okay.
Let me see. What would be a good one to rank? What do I watch?
I mean, I think you've watched this one, but if you haven't, that's a literal crime. The Addams Family?
Yeah, I watched it. Wait, the Addams
Family? Thank God. Thank God.
Addams Family or Wednesday?
Addams Family.
The animated one?
No.
Or the live action?
The live action.
The live action. I've seen both. I've seen the animated and live action.
Animated I don't want to watch the animated one.
It was funny, actually. It's not bad. The first one and the second one are good. I like them both.
I
Once they
really,
have to
really
decide.
like the Addams Fa- I really like the Addams Family in the scene in the second movie where like Morticia and Gomez were dancing their like their little dance number. I almost shed a tear. It was fucking beautiful.
It was extremely beautiful. Like, oh.
I think it's an S, honestly. It's an iconic movie for sure.
It is absolutely iconic. Okay.
You think an A?
Definitely name.
Okay,
Okay, but then I have one.
okay.
If you haven't seen this one, I'm actually coming over and removing your gayness from you, all right?
You haven't seen Mean Girls, okay? You can't say anything to me.
Pitch Perfect.
What did you say that you were gonna remove my gayness?
You haven't watched Pitch Perfect? It's an absolute crime.
You haven't watched
Absolute
Mean
crime.
Girls.
I mean, I guess we both know what we're doing tonight.
Yeah.
There are three installments of Pitch Perfect. Personally, I would recommend start with first one.
Okay.
Second one, let me remember what the second one is about. Actually, all three of them are really good. All three of them are like iconic Esther movies. So what I
Wait,
would
what's it even about?
it's a cappella singing. It's music. And they're and let's oh, it's so good. I think you would really enjoy it. Because there are also a lot of questionable scenes, if you know what I'm saying.
Interesting.
And like it's so good. Like
Okay.
the second one's my favorite one. But yeah. I think that is all for today, right? Anything
Yeah.
else planned? Okay. Oh, so, thank you all for listening to our little podcast today. Let's hope the next one will actually be on time as planned. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit of a scheduling conflict was going on.
Whoops.
Whoopsie daisies, that was actually entirely my fault and my lack of organization skills, I guess. But
I
yeah.
told you it's fine, bestie.
I'm still sorry.
It's
Anyway,
okay.
thank you all for listening. This was already.
And Marsh.
And we will see you or hear you next time. Bye.
Bye.